Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Tuesday, the 12th of May. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Some of the regional networks have survived pretty well during the COVID-19 period, but time is their greatest enemy. The longer the advertising slump drags on, the more pressure they find themselves under. Most of the privately held regional radio networks are family-oriented businesses. One of those is Ace Broadcasters in Victoria. Until recently, they were holding the line, hoping for a rapid turnaround, which hasn't come, at least not yet. As a result, a number of sales, admin and production people have had to be made redundant. CEO Mark Taylor says on-air hosts and news people have been unaffected. Taylor says that their network revenues are now down between 40 and 50% and some tough decisions had to be made. Omnicom's Joe Dick agrees with SCA that the market has got it wrong on radio listening during the COVID-19 shutdown. Dick believes advertisers and agencies incorrectly assumed that radio listening had plummeted. She says the radio commute has been replaced by audio companionship, which has extended household listening until about 10 a.m. to fit with work-from-home patterns. Last week, Spotify CEO Daniel Ek made the bold claim that radio's finished and that everything linear dies. Radio Info editor Peter Saxon has taken exception to Ek's comments in an analysis published on the Radio Info website. Saxon claims that impersonal music streaming, like Spotify, lacks radio's emotion and local context. As the world starts to reopen little by little and we get back to some form of normality, international sales guru Pat Bryson says it's time for salespeople to begin developing strategies for their clients. Bryson says the time to start talking to your clients is now, to find out what the reopening will mean to them, especially if those advertisers have been off the air for the last 2 months. Well, season 3 of The Babble has launched and 3 episodes a week of the podcast will be online. The Babble is Nova Network's original pop culture podcast hosted by Maddie J and Ruby Tees. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.